Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. The North Dakota State Fair is just around the corner, and of course, Game and Fish has a huge presence at the fair. My guest this week is Greg Gullickson. Greg is the outreach biologist here in Minot, of course, the site of the State Fair. Greg, how long has Game and Fish had a presence at the State Fair?
We've been at the State Fair since the early 90s, and we came from really humble beginnings when we started here. We weren't quite sure what to do collaborating with the fair, and we knew that we found this spot, a really nice garden oasis in the middle of a North Dakota State Fair. We started with tents, and we had a stormwater retention pond that we managed to turn into a fishery.
We used to have a small information booth up on this end of the Skills Park, Greg. Now we built a new one right after the flood. Yep. And really been a big success.
Yeah, it has. It's allowed us to expand our information, what we can get out to the public. And, between all the buildings that we have out here, it's really came a long ways. And each year when we look at the fair, when we plan for it, we start preparing literally weeks after last year's fair ended. We started pre-planning for this year already. And just a lot of great things. We're always looking for new and exciting things for people to do out here.
You mentioned that we're looking for new and exciting things for pretty much everybody to do. I want to go through each one individually. Let's start with the hunting venue.
Yeah, we have quite a few different things for hunters. We have a mini hunter education classroom that we run them through. It takes about 5-10 minutes. And at the end, they actually get to live fire shoot a pellet gun. So, and that's good for all ages. We have people that have never shot before. We have youngsters that have never shot. We have adults that have never handled a gun. It gives them that hands-on feeling and good instructor education that goes with that. And I think we actually invent some hunters when we're out here at the fair. And for those that like archery hunting, we also have an archery display as well, and with live fire archery too.
Yeah, that used to be kind of a spare building. You put it to good use.
Yeah, that's right. A nice indoor archery range to have here.
All right. Fishing venue is right behind us here. Everybody has fun on the fishing pier.
Yeah, fishing is really fun, I guess, and it brings it back to the days of Andy Griffith. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing too extravagant. It's a cane pole, a bamboo pole, with line, a bobber, a hook, and a little weight, and a piece of worm.
Where do you find all these hungry fish?
Well, our fisheries crews, hats off to our fisheries crews. They make sure that this lake is stocked full of fish, not only for the fair, but this is also a great urban fishery that's used pretty much throughout the year. This is open anytime that the water's open. We close it to ice fishing, but it gets a lot of great use both during the fair and then after the fair. You can come out here almost any evening and see families out in the dock enjoying fishing.
Trappers and fur takers, of course, are not left out at the State Fair either.
No, you're right. When it comes to predator management, when it comes to fur takers, all sorts of displays from different types of pelts, different types of traps, and just a lot of things that incorporate that predator hunting and predator management.
You mentioned that this is a really shady spot. If you look around, there's trees everywhere. Some of the only trees on the State Fairgrounds. This is just a great place to come, sit down, catch your breath, just kind of relax a little bit.
We get a lot of people just stopping here for the shade, just to kind of unwind, And probably the best thing, Tom, is the price. Out here inside the North Dakota Game and Fish Area, the Conservation Outdoor Skills Park, everything's free.
And if you have questions, of course, the information booths are invaluable.
They are. We're out here every day of the fair from 1 till 7. So if you're on your way to the concert, leave a little bit early and come swing through the Game and Fish area.
All right, very important dates.
Yeah, State Fair is July 21st through the 29th.
And how long are you open? I know you mentioned before.
We're open 1 to 7, so stop out and see us. We're here all 9 days of the State Fair.
All right, Greg, thanks. If you're planning a trip to the North Dakota State Fair this year, stop in at the Game and Fish Department's Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park. There's plenty to do there without spending a dime. You see, all the venues are free. There's the hunter education booth with pellet gun target shooting. The fishing pier is a popular attraction. You and the kids can catch fish and relax. There's an archery booth with target shooting there too. Trapping and fur takers booth is also included. Or if you're just looking for an answer to an outdoor question, stop at the information booth. Or if you're just looking for a shady spot to relax, park yourself under one of the many trees in the park. The Conservation and Outdoor Skills Park is open from 1 to 7 every day of the fair, July 21st through the 29th. For Greg Gullickson and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.